弟兄姐妹朋友们，主里平安。
Brothers and sisters in faith.
那我们从九月份开始，我们就一直在看马可福音。
We're starting from September, we're going to add the Gospel of Mark.
到了第四章，我们开始看到这个天国的比天国的神国的比喻。
And in chapter 4, we started to see a series of parables about the kingdom of God.
那今天呢，我是想跳出来跟大家谈。
So today I'm jump out and give you a picture about the kingdom of God.
神的国度。
About the kingdom of God.
今天打开，今天不打开报纸的哈。今天上网的话，你看到什么新闻
？So instead of like open papers nowadays, if you go surfing the internet, what do you go to see?
我们曾经有一段时间，我们觉得说我们科技发达，大家都能够和平的共处。
So for a period of time, we might have the illusion that when we have this high technology, we probably can live peaceful together.
不久前，我们看到俄罗斯攻打乌克兰。
And not long ago, we saw the invasion of Ukraine by Russia.
也在不久之前，我们发现以色列。也打起战来了。
And not long ago, that was Israel was in war.
个事情大家心知肚明都不谈的。
And there was something that people never brought up to light.
搞不好有一天中国跟台湾也打起来。
And China, the mainland China will probably be going to Taiwan.
我们这边有台湾来的，也有中国大陆来的，那怎么办？
We have people from both Taiwan and also mainland China. So what are we going to do?
如果可以在我们这边下盘棋解决就好啊。
We can actually resolve the issue by playing chess here. Very good.
就要问的说，这位救主耶稣基督啊，他除了能够救我们个人的救，让我们能够从罪恶里面救出来以外，他还能够对整个世界的局势做什么
？So we may wonder, we say the Savior Jesus Christ, in addition to what He has done for us to save us from our own sins, what can He do to the world?
在很多谈很多这样子的细节之前，我们要先来了解一个事情。
But before we go into details, we have to understand one thing.
神的国。
The kingdom of God.
神的国是什么
？What is the kingdom of God?
我们来打开诗篇第一篇。
So if we open the Bible and go to Psalm number one.
诗篇第一篇。
So Psalm one.
我上面没有打出来哈。
This is not on the slide.
诗篇第一篇的第一节跟第二节。
So verse one and two.
他在这里说，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华律法，昼夜思想。这人变为有福。
It is said, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of the sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
第三节又说，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时后结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
And verse 3 continues, he is like a tree.Planted by the streams of water, and yields its fruit in its seasons, and its leaves does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers.
这几节经文我们大部分人相当熟悉。
So these several verses are most of us are very familiar.
我们听到的时候就说这是我个人跟神的一个关系。
And so these verses, we think this as a relationship between us and God.
我不从恶人的计谋，我不占罪人的道路，我只要不做亵慢人的座位，我个人喜爱神的话的话，就要像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
So I will not walk in the counsel of the wicked. I will not stand in the way of the sinners. I will not sit in the seat of the scoffers. And I will be like a tree which is planted by the streams of water.
这是个人的一个信仰。
And this is our personal belief.
每个人都要做一个选择。
And everyone has to make his own choice.
可是你要知道。
However,
神不是只是个人的神。
God is not just a personal God.
你来到第二篇的时候。
So take a look at Psalm 2.
第二篇我从第一节到第六节。
So Psalm 2, the pastor is going to read from verse 1 to 6.
外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事，世上的君王一起来到，臣宰一同商议，要抵挡耶和华并他受膏者，说我们要挣开他们的捆绑，脱去他们的绳索。那坐在天上的必发笑，主必嗤笑他们，那时他必在怒中责备他们，在烈怒中惊吓他们，说我已经立我的君在锡安我的圣山上了。
So it says, why do the nations rage, and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits on the heavenly, on the heavens, the Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying,As for me, I have set my kings on Zion, my holy hill.
在这里我们发现神要立一位弥赛亚。
And so here we see that God is going to anoint a Messiah.
他不但要做我们的救主。
Not only is he going to be our savior.
他要做我们的王。
He's going to be our king.
他不但要做我们的王。
Not only is he going to be our king.
他要做全地至高的君王。
He's going to be the King of Kings, the highest among all the earth.
很多时候我们在查经，我们想的是我们个人跟主耶稣的关系。
Every time we're studying the Bible, we're thinking about our personal relationship with God.
但是我们很少想的是神要立的是一个国度。
But seldom do we consider that the kingdom that the God actually wants to establish a kingdom.
他要立的国度不单是影响我一个人
That this kingdom is not only influencing myself
不是只是影响一群要跟随他的人
Just to influence a group of people who wants to follow him
他要影响全地的列国
It's going to influence the entire kingdoms, all kingdoms on the earth
我们来看神的国是什么
So let's take a look at the kingdom of God.
我们有不少的这个经文要看哈，但是我们在 slide 上面都会有。
So we want to cover a lot of scriptures, but all the scriptures will be in the slides.
今天的信息呢，比较像是教主入学啊，你就一个一点、两点、三点、四点、五点啊，但是不讲清楚的话，我们很难继续谈啊。
I have to admit that today's message is very similar to Sunday school's format, like point one, two, three, four, five.But I have to put things in very clearly in this matter.
神的国度有五个层面。
So there are five aspects of the kingdom of God.
都是同一个国度。
And this is referring to the same kingdom.
都是神的国。
This is the kingdom of God.
但是它有五个层面。
However, there are five aspects.
也可以说五个方面的彰显。
So five aspects of manifestation.
第一个是普世性的国度。
So first aspect is that it's a universal kingdom.
第二个是神治的国度。
And the second one is that it's a theocratic kingdom.
第三，弥赛亚。
And it's a messianic kingdom.
第四是我们等一下要特别谈的，是奥秘的国度。
And the fourth one is we're going to focus on today, which is the mystery kingdom.
后面圣经还说有一个千禧年国度。
And also in the Bible, we know it refers to a millennial kingdom.
世性的国度。
So this universal kingdom.
这个大家都很熟悉的。
And we're very familiar with.
我们乃是谈到一个从最早时间的开始甚至在时间开始之前到永远神都在掌权。
So we are talking about this kingdom from eternal past, even all the way until to the eternal future. God is in control.
我们来念诗篇九十篇第二节。
So let's read together some verse
2. 来，诸山未曾生出，地于世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。他在这里说在山未曾生出来地未曾造成的时候不是说山生出来但是有一个 这个动词来表达，就是这一切它还未成形的时候，从最早的时候你就是神。
So it's saying that before the mountains were brought forth, were given birth, it's not really saying that the mountains were born. It's just using this verse, the verbiage to say that mountains were brought forth by an action, and also before the earth and the world were formed, God was there from everlasting to everlasting.
从亘古最早的时刻。
So, from the everlasting past, the earliest time.
在一切成形之前。
Before everything was formed.
在没有任何东西之前。
Before everything actually existed.
神，他已经是神。
God was God, already.
所以你有人问说，神是谁造的？这一节经文说，在神之前没有任何的东西。
神
一直就是神。
Someone may wonder, who created God? There was nothing before God. God is God.
你想象神在神的手掌握之中，一切从无变有。
So in God's control, everything came into being from nothing.
原来没有什么人的啊，在神的创造当中，人就成形了。
There was no man at all, but by the creation of God, man came into his existence.
当我们还有这个公义跟慈爱的观念之前，神因为在神的手中的公义跟慈爱，在人的脑海当中成形的。
And before we actually have the concept of justice or loving kindness, we lose this concept in God.
是神。把爱的定义跟观念放在人的心中。
Is God who put this definition of love in your heart?
是神把这一切我们所知道的所有的放在我们的眼前。
Is God who put everything that we know and we understand in front of our eyes?
从亘古到永远。
Everlasting to everlasting.
意思就是说当中间没有一个中断的时刻一直到永远。
So there is no pause, there is no stop. From everlasting to everlasting, He is God.
没有一刻时刻是神不掌权的。
There is not a single moment that God is not in control.
当我们遇到困难的时候，我们会责怪神说：“神，你为什么让这样的事情让我遭遇这样的事情？”
So in difficulties and troubles, when they question God, God, why did you put me into this difficult situation?
你这个问题是问的对。
Your question is right.
我大胆的跟你说，若没有神许可，这个事情不会发生。
And I boldly declare to you, if God doesn't want it, it's not going to happen.
我们痛苦的地方是我们不明白神为什么容许这些发生。
And you know what God said is that we don't understand why God allows such things to happen.
但是我们可以有平安的地方是我们相信。神必有他的美意。
But what brings us peace in our heart is that God, we understand that God has His good will in everything.
从亘古到永远。
From everlasting to everlasting.
他是神。
He is God.
在我们病痛的时刻，他是神。
In our illness, He is God.
当我们失去亲人的时刻，他是神。
When we have lost our beloved ones, He is God.
当我们想要得到身份、没身份的时候，他是神。
We want to have the information that is, and He doesn't give us, He is God.
等到我们得到一切的时候，他是神。
When we get to everything, He is God.
等到我们最后一口气，我们人生过去了之后，他仍然是神。
And when we get to the last breath of our life, and He is still God.
从亘古到永远，你是神。
From everlasting to everlasting, You are God.
第二段的经文。
So the next scripture.
一起来念。因为万有都是靠他造，因为是地上的，不能看见的，不能看见，都是有位的、组织的、执政的、掌权的，一切都是为他造的。他在万有之先。万有也是靠他而立。他在这里说他在万有之先的，我们前面的一节经文看到
了。
这里还加了一句，万有是靠他而立。
Here it is also saying that in him all things hold together.
英文你刚刚听到的是 hold together.
And so in English what you heard is that it's hold together.
你想象这个星球为什么会维持这样子，为什么星球不相撞。
And so you might wonder why the planets run into the earth or do not collide into each other.
我们可以研究。
So we can do the study.
我们可以用科学的这个解释。
And we can use scientific methods to explain.
但是经文说因为神把这一切握在他的手掌之中。
The scripture said that the Lord God actually holds everything together in His hand.
万有不但是靠他而造。
We know that everything is created through Him.
万有还靠着他维持。
And everything was held together in Him.
不但是天上的、地上的，看得见、看不见，看不见的是什么？
Not only the heavenly things, the earthly things, visible or invisible, as good as invisible.
我们读马可福音看不见的那些乌鬼啊。
So we read the Gospel of Mark, we see the invisibles, thanks to the evil spirit.
也在他的掌握之中。
All the evil spirits are in his control.
有力的、组织的、执政的、掌权的。
And those have the thrones or dominions or rulers or the authorities.
我让你记得这一句啊。
And I want you to remember this.
有力的、组织的、执政的、掌权的。
Thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities.
出台湾要选举。
Yes, at the end of next year, Taiwan is going to hold an election. And at the end of next year, America will have an election.
这一切在不在神的掌握之中。
Is this election under God's control?
这一切都在神的掌握之中。
Everything is under God's control.
神的国是从亘古到永远。
God's kingdom is from everlasting to everlasting.
以赛亚书四十六章，我们来念这一段经文。
So Isaiah 46 and let's read this scripture.
要追念上古的事，因为我是神，不远远我就是，我是神，再也没有比我。我从起初指明幕后的事，从古时言明未成的事，说我的筹算必立定，凡我喜悦的，我必成就。神的筹算必定立定啊。
So the counsel of God shall surely stand.
神所喜悦的必成就。
And God is going to accomplish whatever he wills.
读了这段经文就会问说神喜悦战争吗？
So,
为什么有战争啊？
So someone probably after reading the scripture might wonder, does God delight in wars? So why do our warfares?
另外一段经文在耶利米书，我们今天没有念，就是我的意念高过你的意念。
So another scripture in the book of Jeremiah says, "We are not reading today. We are not reading today that my will is higher than your will."
我的道路高过人的道路。
My ways are higher than your ways.
我的意念是什么
？What is God's thoughts?
是赐平安的意念。
Thoughts is a way to give peace.
说战争怎么是赐平安的意念？
So it's a way to give peace.
就是因为我们想不通嘛。
Because we are unable to understand.
神的意念高过我们的意念嘛。
God's will is higher than our wills.
就是因为我们想不明白嘛。
Because we are not able to fathom.
所以神才没有让你来决定发生什么事啊。
And that's why God didn't put you in control to decide what's going to happen.
是很多时候我们回头一看，我们发现神的掌权是最美好。
But after we look back, we will find that God's plan is the best.
神的国是从亘古到永远。
God's kingdom is from everlasting to everlasting.
是一个普世性的国度。
It is a universal kingdom.
我们今天不单是来看这个普世性的国度啊，那、我们先讲一下特征好了啊。
Well, let's take a look at the characteristics first.
这个特征，因为我给小孩子放了一个这个笔记表的上面要写特征啊。
So, I have the characteristics here because the children are going to fill out a note page, and to fill out different characteristics of the kingdom.
从亘古到永远。
So from everlasting to everlasting.
神在掌权。
God is in control.
这个是打错了字哈，你知道这个选字的时候选错的就变成以前啊，是一切啊。
Oh, so God is everything.
一切大小之事。
From everything, including from the tiniest to the grandest things.
神在掌权。
And God is in control.
神在掌权。
God is in control.
而普世性的国度，我们来看第二个层面的这个国度观。
So, after taking a look at the universal kingdom, we're going to go to the second aspect of the kingdom of God.
神治的国度。
Kingdom.
在神掌权的这个宇宙里头。
In this universe, that is under the control of God.
我们看见一个事情。
So we see one thing.
是在这个出埃及记的时候，在西乃山水那边有个小山啊。
So in the book of Exodus, there is a Mount Sinai, which is a small hill in that region.
神召了以色列人来啊。
God called the Israelites.
他来啊，在出埃及记的这个19章啊，四到六节，我们一起来念一下这段经文。
In Exodus 19:4-6, let's read the scripture together.
向埃及人所行的事你们都看见了，如今你们若确实遵守我的约，就要在万民中做王，因为全地都是我的，你们要归我做祭司的国度，这也圣洁的。在这里呢，在出埃及记的时候，在西乃山神召了一批人啊，就是以色列人来招来，告诉他们说：“你要做我的子民，在地上啊，神要立一个国家啊，就是以色列国啊。这个国要听从神的话，要按神的律法而行。”
So, in Mount Sinai, according to the records of in Exodus, God has called a small group of people, which is a group of people which is called the Israelites. And God has given them a commandment and established a nation, saying that you are my people and you shall obey my commandments.
神要把以色列人立成他所治理的一个国家。
So God was going to establish the Israelites into a nation that is governed by himself.
他说你们要归我做祭司的国度，做圣洁的国民。
And he said, we're going to be a kingdom of peace and a people of holiness.
为什么神在普世掌权的时候还要在局部性呢，还要立一个属他的国家呢？
So while God actually in control of the entire universe, why does he want to establish a small kingdom that is directly under his control?
因为人犯了罪。
Because
of
men have sinned
and have
forsaken God. And so when we have sinned and are parted from God, we have strayed from God, it doesn't mean that God has lost his control.
神要立以色列国，目的是要借着以色列国把万民带回到他面前。
The purpose of God to establish the nation of Israel is to through that nation to bring everyone else to bring all the nations back to Him.
注意看这段经文，他说：“如今你们若确实听从我的话，遵守我的约，要在万民中做属我的子民，因为什么？全地都是我的。”
So if you read the scripture, you'll find if you know it.God says, if you have the words and keep the covenant, you shall be a treasure possession of all the people for what reason? But all the earth is mine.
全地都是属神的。
And all the earth is God's.
神把以色列人召来说，你们要成为一个国家，因为全地都是属我的。你们现在有一个责任，要做一个祭司的国度，要把众人 全地的人都带回到神面前。
So God has called the Israelites as a nation because all belongs to God. And now the responsibility of Israelites is to be a kingdom of priests and a holy nation to bring all the earth back to God.
你要做一个圣洁的国民，要在列国当中做一个见证，属神的人是一个怎么样圣洁的一个子民。
We have to be a holy nation and to be a witness among all other nations and to show them what a holy nation is going to live out in their lives.
什么呢？
And for what reason?
因为神的审判有一天要来到，神要更多的人归向他，而不在审判之中灭亡。
Because God's judgment is going to come upon us and God wants to save all of us and not to perish in His judgment.
啊，这个题目会不会太广了？那我们只想到我们明天要吃什么，工作要去申请什么样的工作，能不能得到这个身份啊？
So is this topic too broad for all of us? Because we probably are concerned with our lives about good to eat, job, what kind of jobs are we going to apply to marry, if our status is going to be kept in the future.
但是我可以保证，有一天世界打起来的时候，你不会担心你的工作要到哪里去找。
But I guarantee you, if all the world fall into warfare,
生活上的小事也必须要担心的，是因为整个世界相对来说还在和平之中。
The reason why we are still thinking over about the small things in our lives is because the world is relatively peaceful.
也就是说，当这个国的问题没有多大的问题的时候，我们可以不去想它。
To put it a different way is that when there's not too big an issue of a kingdom, we don't tend to think about it.
但是如果国家与国家发生事情的时候，就会打乱我们的生活。
But when there's some issue arises between nations, our life is going to be disturbed.
而今天我们相对上还有和平的日子的时候，耶稣说这是我们神给我们的时间能够回转的时刻。
So we still have some peaceful time in our, day, in our lives. It is actually the opportunity that Jesus Christ has given us.
所以我要这个国度的观念在称还没打起来之前先好好的讲一遍
So that's why I will carefully cover the topic of the kingdom of God before everything runs into chaos.
在神普世的这个国度当中，神立了一个他治理的一个国家。
So in this universal kingdom, within that, God has established a theocratic kingdom.
在神治理的这个国家，以色列国，如果你对旧约了解的话，你就发现以色列这个国家也是不断的出问题。
So if you are familiar with the history of Israelites, with respect to this theocratic kingdom, Israel actually has a lot of problems over the past.
神在地上要治理一个以他律法为宪法的以色列国。
God established an earthly kingdom to follow God's laws.
神要以色列来宣扬他的美德。
And Israel was designed to proclaim the excellencies of God.
在以色列国里头，神应许了一个弥赛亚。
And within the kingdom of Israel, God also promised a messianic kingdom.
因为你发现到说神立的这个神治的以色列国的是人还是离弃神？
And because when we take a look at this theocratic kingdom established by God, people still continue to desert God.
神就在旧约里面应许有一个弥赛亚要来，他是和平的君王。
And God has promised in the Old Testament that there is a Messiah that is coming. He is a King of Peace.
他是公义的君王。
And he is a King of Justice.
我们今天晓得他就是耶稣基督。
And today we all know that he is Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督，基督就是弥赛亚的意思。
Christ is Messiah.
他要来做君王。
He is here to be the king.
所以他要来做君王，今天没看到他在坐在王位上呢。
So you might wonder, he's coming here to be the king, but I haven't seen him on the throne.
这是后面两个国度的层面我要解释的。
So these will be covered in the latter two kingdoms, which I'm going to explain.
所以在神迹的国度里头，后面有一段是神所应许的，将来有一个弥赛亚的国度。
So God has promised that there will be a messianic kingdom.
那是一个荣耀的国度。
This is a glorious kingdom.
神的荣耀要在当中。
God's glory will be within the kingdom.
神的爱要在当中。
God's love will be in this kingdom.
神的公义要在当中。
God's righteousness will be in this kingdom.
神的和平要在当中。
God's peace is going to be in this kingdom.
那是我们所想的这种理想的国度啊。但是这个理想的国度不是靠人来立的。
But this ideal kingdom is not established by our human hands.
这一个理想的国度必须亲自从耶稣基督神那里得来的。
This ideal kingdom should come directly from God, from Jesus Christ himself.
我们在地上也人也尝试要立一个理想的国度，是不是？
And there are times that people actually want to establish an ideal kingdom.
主义为什么那么吸引人，就是在当中有一个理想在里头。
Why communism is so attractive? It's because the earliest concept that develops this idea is perfect in it.
你想有一批的人在一个地方住，不勾心斗角，不你争我夺，大家做大家本分该做的啊，也不是为了工钱而做的，然后该吃的时候有的吃啊，然后大家工作就是为了大家的福利啊。
So just imagine a group of people in a plot of land, and there's no conflict. Everyone works according to his will, and there's no like taking advantage of each other. Everyone just contented.
我的财产是你的，你的财产也是我的。
My property is yours, and your property is mine.
才叫共产。
And this is communism.
做到吗？
Can you actually achieve that?
人做不来的。唯一一个小小的这个共产的这个画面在出现在哪里？
This very minute scene of a communism, where does it appear?
在使徒行传的教会里头。
In the church, in the Book of Acts.
他们一切都共用。
And they shared everything.
在神的救赎里头。
This is the redemption of God.
当神把人的罪性给除掉的时候，
When God removed the sin nature of human being,
我们才能进入到那理想的国度。
Yeah, I can come into this ideal, this perfect country.
这是旧约里面所应许的这个弥赛亚国度。
And this is the messianic kingdom as promised in the Old Testament.
神在我们当中。
That God is among us.
不再有征战。
And there is no war.
不再有不义的事。
There is no unrighteousness.
那就说，弥赛亚国度是耶稣来的时候就带来的。
So this messianic kingdom is coming with Christ.
那为什么今天看不到？
Why are we not able to see it today?
我们要来看这个神国的奥秘。
So let's take a look at the mystery of God.
神国的奥秘跟千禧年。
So the mystery kingdom of God and also the messianic kingdom of God.
以赛亚书二章二到三节，我们来念。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 2 to 3. Let's read together.
那后的日子，耶稣。超乎我造作出门万民要流出他也有许多国民前往说来吧我们登耶和华的山登上在末后的时刻神的国要超乎万国
It shall pass in the latter days that God's kingdom is going to surpass all kingdoms
万民要流过这山
And all people will flow to this mountain.
通常河是从山顶流到下面的，不会流上去的那是讲到耶和华的山那里有一个吸引万民的一位的神，一位的救主。
However, on this mountain of God, there is the Savior. This is who is attracting all nations.
所以他的这个英文字跟中文是用那种流上去流上那一个山。
So both in English and also Chinese translation, it's referring to like it's flowing up.
万国所珍贵的那一位救主耶稣基督，那万国所仰望的那一位神。
Because of Jesus Christ, the God, this Lord, who was treasured, who was revered by all nations.
来到耶和华的山上。
And going to flow onto the mountain of God.
以赛亚书九章六到七。
Isaiah 9:6-7.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他肩头上，他名称为奇妙测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政他这是神所应许的那弥赛亚。
This is the Messiah promised by God.
他必要在大卫的宝座上治理他的国。
And he's going to reign from the throne of David.
在那里有他是一个奇妙的测试。
And he is a wonderful counselor.
他是全能的神。
He is a mighty God.
他是和平的君。
A prince of peace.
他是永在的父。
Everlasting Father.
这样的一位神要成为我们的君王。
And such a God is going to be the king.
这样一位王的一个政策要成为我们国中平安的一个根基。
And the policy of this king is going to be the foundation of our peace in this kingdom.
这个政策是从人来的。
This policy doesn't come from man.
乃是从神来的。
From God.
所以我们看到在普世性的这个国度里头，神兴起了以色列国，而在以色列国的当中，他应许了一个弥赛亚的国度。
So we see that in this universal kingdom, God has established a theocratic kingdom. And within this theocratic kingdom, God has established this messianic kingdom.
这国将来要成为万国的一个向往。
And this kingdom is going to be the desire of all nations.
一位和平之君要来以公义治理全地。
And the king of peace will come to rule this world with peace and justice.
这什么时候实现呢？
But when is this going to accomplish?
圣经里面有一个国度叫千禧年国度。
There is a kingdom called Millennial Kingdom according to the Bible.
无论是真实的一千年也好，或者象征性的一千年也好，今天不讨论了。
So whether it's a literal 1,000 years or metaphorical 1,000 years, we're not going to dive into details about this argument.
下个学期来参加主日学啊。
So I encourage you to come and join the summer school class next semester.
下学期的这个主日学啊，我们会谈到末世论。
And we're going to cover the topics of end times in next semester's Sunday school.
在那千禧年国里头啊，所描写的是神的荣耀、神的和平跟公义在其中。
So God's glory, God's peace and righteousness is going to be in this millennial kingdom.
每天生活当中看到不平的事情，肚子里面就一团的火，然后就发起脾气。
So when we see unjust things occurring in our daily lives, we'll be filled with wrath.
那是很自然的。
And this is kind of natural.
我不是说你这样子一直生气下去是好的。
I'm not saying that keep being angry is a good thing.
但是那头一个时刻你觉得不满，你觉得不服，你觉得不平，那是应该的。
But this firstinitial reaction of feeling unfair, this is normal.
神造人本来就是要放在这样的一个国度里的。
Because we are created by God to be placed in such a kingdom.
当然我们罪人的这个公平是扭曲的。
Of course, the justice and the righteousness in a sinful person is distorted.
扭曲到一个地步，对比 对自己有好处，对别人不平的，我们很高兴。
And so we have a strong material and extend that anything that's actually beneficial to us, but unfair to others, we're not going to be too worried about that.
但是神来的时候，他要给我们的是真正的公义。
But when God comes, He's going to give us the true justice.
以色列的国度来了吗？
Has the Messianic kingdom arrived?
那个荣耀的一个现象出现了吗？
Has this glorious kingdom already appeared?
在马太福音十二章二十八节。
So in Matthew 12:28,
我们一起来念。来
Let's read together.
我若靠这那鬼，这就是神的国领导。请问，耶稣赶鬼是靠什么赶鬼？我们最近才学的。
So by what power does Jesus Christ cast out demons? We just covered that, right?
他若是靠神的灵赶鬼，神的国就已经领到了。
If you cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has already come upon you.
今天神的国已经领到了。
So today the kingdom of God has already come.
在路加福音17:21，人不得说看哪、在这里，看哪、在那里，因为神的国就在你们中间啊。
So in Luke 17:21, no one will say, look, here it is, or there, for behold, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you.
很多时候我们说在你们心里啊，另外一个翻译在你们中间，我觉得那更恰当。
Sometimes some translations say it's in your heart, but this translation says, it's in the midst of you. I think this is more pertinent.
因为耶稣就在他们中间。
Because God is in the midst of you.
耶稣就是神的国领导。
And Jesus Christ is the coming of God's kingdom.
耶稣在这样子讲这句话的时候，是对着这个法利赛人啊，对着这个宗教领袖，他们还没有接受耶稣的。
So Jesus was actually speaking to the Pharisees, the spiritual rulers, and they have not yet accepted Jesus Christ.
在他们心里头并没有神。
There is no God in them.
耶稣要讲的是我在你们中间。
But Jesus said that He is among you. He is in the midst of you.
以赛亚国度来了。
This Messianic kingdom came.
可是国度的荣耀在哪里？
But where is the glory of this kingdom?
今天国还是攻打国，民还是攻打民。
But nowadays, we still see nations against nations and people against people.
使徒约翰也曾经问同样的问题。
And the same question was asked by John the Baptist.
在11:2-3，马太福音他说，约翰在监里听见基督所做的事，就打发两个门徒去问他说，那将要来的是你吗？还是我们等候别人呢？
So Matthew 11:2-3. Now when John heard in prison about the deeds of Christ, he sent word by his disciples and said to him,Are you the man who is to come, or shall your father and mother?
是耶稣的先锋啊。
So, John the Baptist is the forerunner of Jesus Christ.
他被关在监里。
He was imprisoned.
大家有来查经的就知道，因为他讲了西律几句话，基督把他关起来了。
So he came to the Bible study to have a good that because he said it was against Herod, so he came to put him into the prison.
如果耶稣是那一个荣耀的君王，那公义在哪里？为什么我被关起来
？So if Jesus is really this king, this justice, why am I in prison?
如果这个弥赛亚的国度的荣耀是有平安有公义啊。
Versus peace and justice in this messianic kingdom.
不在监里面等死啊，这本身又是怎么回事
？But why should I spend my life in prison to be executed?
所以他就差了两个门徒问耶稣说：“那将来的是你吗？还是另有其人
？”That's why he sent verse by his two disciples as.And ask Jesus, are you the one who is to come? Or shall we both go to another?
就来到神国的奥秘。
So now, that's why we come into this mystery, not the mystery kingdom.
为什么叫神国的奥秘？
Why do we call this mystery kingdom?
因为神国的奥秘之所以称为奥秘，是因为在旧约里面没有特别的 清楚地说。
The reason why it's not restricted to local history is because it's not specifically clarified in the Old Testament.
在旧约里面讲到弥赛亚国度，都是讲到荣耀的部分。
In the Old Testament, when it's talking about the Messianic kingdom, it's always referring to a glorious kingdom.
但是前面在荣耀的彰显之前，有一个是隐藏的时刻。
But before the glory is manifested, there is a hidden period.
是不清楚的时刻。
Unclear period.
所以叫做神国的奥秘。
That's why it's called a mystery kingdom.
就来到神国的比喻。
So let's take a look at the parables of the kingdom of God.
神国的奥秘是隐藏的时期。
So God's kingdom is this hidden phase.
神国已经来了。
God's kingdom has already arrived.
但这个时刻是隐藏的。
This phase is hidden.
隐藏不是说我们找不着。
Hidden isn't that we're unable to find it.
隐藏就是说他这个荣耀的这个光景目前还没有实际上可以看得到。
And he knows that this glory status is not seen at this stage.
耶稣还要再来。
Jesus is going to come again.
那再来的时候天国的荣耀要彰显。
When he returns, the glory of kingdom is going to be manifested.
这个时候隐藏的时刻跟将来那个彰显的荣耀的时刻是同一个国度。
This,hidden phase and that glorious phase both belong to the same kingdom.
所以当耶稣开始跟众人讲的时候，他是说神国就好像什么，一个人去撒种，撒种的时候去传道的时候碰到各种各样的问题，人的拒绝，只有一部分的人接受这个福音。
So that's how when Jesus was preaching to people and talking about the kingdom of God, it's like a person sowing seeds and going into different places, going to different people. Some of the people would reject the gospel.
有些人不明白，有些人半途而废，然后有些人因为私利钱财的缘故不接受。
But some people don't understand, some people will fall away, and some people their faith will be choked by the cares of the world.
只有一部分的人能够结果。
And only a small portion of people will bear fruit.
想如果是神的，是一位君王，他一来，有谁敢不听的
？So just imagine if it's the king from God. If God came as a king, who would actually dare not to obey?
不听，马上审判临到，就灭亡了。
If you don't listen to him, the judgment is going to come instantly, and you're going to perish.
这样子才能彰显这个君王的这个权威跟荣耀嘛。
And that's how the authority and glory of this king can be shown.
经文里面说，神如果要从天上下来的话，这个山都要融化，地都要震动，没有一个受造之物能够在他面前站得住。
And the Old Testament is depicted to when God is going to come down, the branches will bow, the earth will quake, and nothing can withstand the glory of God.
怎么还有这样这么伟大的一个神，还跑来告诉你说，你要不听啦，要不要接受啦，来我家吃饭啦，你考虑一下啦，给你到哪一天的时间，怎么还需要这样子？他是神，为什么还需要我们这些罪人拉拉扯扯的？
So how can you just imagine this glorious God and he actually said, you can have some extra time to think about it and let me know what you think. How can this glorious God actually behave in this such a humble way?
当神国的初期是有恩典。
However, in the beginning phase of God's kingdom, we can see grace abound.
在他荣耀完全彰显之前，他让人能够有回转的时刻。
Before his glory is fully manifested, he actually gives people opportunity to repent.
他容许人的心常常不定睛的仰望神。
And young with all sinners do not focus on him.
但是他应许的是，今天我们还能够悔改的时候，赶快悔改。
But what he promises that when there's still time, when there's still today, when we still can repent, we should take the opportunity and repent.
在马太福音你还看到一个比喻是叫稗子的比喻。他说神的国来到了，但是神国的初期这一段神国奥秘的这个期间，稗子跟麦子是一起的。
So in the beginning days of God's kingdom, we can see rice and the wheat, they go together.
仇敌的工作还在其中的。
The work of enemy is still among them.
你还会在教会里面看到让你绊倒的人的。
And there's still some people who stumble you in the church.
然后真假有时候不是那么明显。
And truth and falsehood is not easily to discern.
有些人真实的跟随耶稣，有些人表面的跟随耶稣。
Some people follow Jesus truly, some people just superficial follow Jesus.
这段时间要等到那一天神荣耀的显现的时候，才完全除掉所有的败子跟罪恶。
And then the weeds and so all the sinful things will not be destroyed until the day of God's glorious coming.
为什么要有这段时间？
Now we have to have this period of time.
我们晓得的是，这是神的恩典。
But this is the grace of God.
也许看到某个人坏得不得了，我们说，你为什么不把他除去？
So we see someone wrong about a person, we probably question God, why don't you forgive
him? 想想，我们在还没信主之前，我们的父母整天想说为什么要有这个小孩。
And so why don't you just consider like the maybe our parents would have the same thought. Why don't you remove this child from us?
神给我们时间容忍我们的罪恶，让我们有一天能够悔改。今天他也容忍我们看不上的看不惯的人。
God give us a time for bless us and give us time so that we can take the time to.Repent and believe. And likewise, we have to give others time, those who we don't want to cast our eyes on, to give them time to repent.
那有一天审判要临到，神要将义人跟恶人完全分开。
The judgment is going to come, God is going to remove the evil from the righteous.
你看，英文更清楚， all sinners will be gathered out of the kingdom.
So the English is actually more clear. All sinners will be gathered out of the kingdom.
所有的恶人罪要全部收集起来，把它从这个国度当中除去。
All the sinners and all the sins, they will be gathered and to be cast out of the kingdom.
也就是说，今天在这个地上是神国的时刻。
So here in this on this earth, this moment is God's kingdom's moment.
我们罪人还能够在当中，不信他的人还可以在当中，不是因为这是我们的地盘，这是神暂时有恩典让我们还留在这里的。
And the sinners and unbelievers who can still survive here, it's not because this is our place. It's only because this is the grace of God who allow us to be here for one more moment.
将来要被拿去的、拿走的，不是基督徒，是所有在罪中不愿意悔改的人。
Those who be gathered and cast out are not Christians, but those who persist in their sins and do not repent.
在这个神的国度里头，
So in this kingdom of God,
时间不多，我要快一点啊。
So I want to preach faster.
还有这个芥菜种的比喻。
And I also have this parable of the mustard seed.
芥菜种讲到一个小芥菜种啊。
So this little tiny mustard seed.
将来要成为大树。
Which is going to be grown into a cedar.
今天你在这个世界看的话，我们就是所谓的有那个外这个教会用的小群啊，小群啊。
So, we want to see other churches. They have like small group.
我们比下跟罪恶的世界里头，我们跟罪人没有得救的人比起来的话，我们是属于少之又少的一群人。
So number one is compared to those unsaved unbelievers. We are relatively small.
我们往上面看，美国想做什么就做什么，中国想做什么就做什么，然后这个俄罗斯想做什么就做什么，我们好像没有办法做任何的事情。
So we see all the superpowers like U.S. can do whatever they want to do, China can do whatever they want they want to do. I'm sure can do whatever they want to do. I think they're powerless.
这个神的国在教会里面整天讲讲讲，好像就影响不了任何的事情。
And the kingdom of God is mentioned again in the church without influencing any things outside of us.
那是因为我们的君王耶稣基督还有再来的那一个时刻。
That is because our King Jesus Christ is not yet come.
那时候神的国度将要成为一棵大树。
And when he comes back, God's kingdom is going to be a big tree.
你们都是都买股票是不是？
So you're willing to spend money to buy stocks.
不好听的话，神国就好像买股票。
So this way, kingdom is like investing in stock market.
只是呢，神告诉你的神国的股票，只有神国的股票会 survive 到最后成为是最富有的。任何其他的全部会灭亡。
The only difference is that God tells you the stock of God's kingdom will survive to the end. All other stocks will perish.
你买不买？
Are you going to buy it?
我早期知道的话，就买 Google 的股票。
So if I have full knowledge, I would buy the Google stock.
但是我已经知道神国将来要成为那最大的。
But I'm learning now, I've already had the foreknowledge that God's kingdom is going to be the biggest.
想我为什么做牧师？
So why do I become a pastor?
讲不好听，我就是在买股票。
And to me, because I'm buying the stock.
我把我的股份全部放在神那里。
And I put all my shares in the kingdom of God.
笑的比喻。
The principle of leaven.
将成为三团面。
So all three measures of
sand. 三斗面全发起来啊。
So the whole lump will be leavened.
三斗面全发起来是给一个丰富的宴席。
So all three measures of flour after they are fully leavened can host an entire feast.
笑现在看起来好像小而又小。
When you take a look at the leaven, it's the smallest.
将来要成为丰盛的宴席。
It is going to become a great feast.
今天吃的这个圣餐，这个饼啊，什么味道都没有。
When you ate the bread and the cup, it was tasteless.
等一下去吃午餐，到这个什么？那家餐馆叫什么了啊？
必读
啊。
So when you go to everybody to have brunch,
吃的时候你说这个。煮的比我自己家煮的都好。
You will say that it's actually more delicious than what we had at our home.
告诉你这个象征的这个白饼啊，将来要成为那丰盛的宴席。
And I'm telling you, this white little bread is going to be become this great feast in the future.
丰盛的不得了。
And it's going to be the fruit of imagination.
吃都吃不完。
Finish it.
在必读吃，你还要注意一下健康。
Watch for nutrition, your health.
将来生给你一个身体，不需要担心健康的身体，拼命吃，尽量吃啊。
Don't have to worry about any health issue. We can just, you know, like satisfy our appetite as we wish.
我这都是比喻的说法，我不知道将来真的是这样子。但是神是我们的满足。
I'm not telling you parable. I'm not sure if it's going to be like this. But the simple idea is that it's going to be our satisfaction.
然后我们来到今天读的经文啊，再给我几分钟时间，我们就结束啊。
And so let's come to the verse of today.
神国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来。欢欢喜喜的变卖一切所有的买了这块地。他这个比喻你不要问说为什么藏在地里，为什么看见了还把它藏起来啊？解释的话又是一篇信息了哈。那我只是要讲一点，今天天国神的国好像一个看不起眼的一块地，你看不出它的珍贵，除非你发现里面的宝贝。因为呢，神的国今天你看起来好像对你没有多大的益处。
So the kingdom of God is It doesn't have a lot of beauty. It's not attractive, but it contains this hidden treasure. And when you take it, it actually contains this, this great treasure for you. And this moment really understands the value of the treasure of God, the kingdom of God, is willing to put up his entire life to purchase it.
我们需要认识基督为我们一生的至宝。
And we have to recognize the exceeding value of Christ.
我们不要爱世界，世界上的事。
And we should not love the world or the things in the world.
这是我们需要忍耐，直到主再来。
And we should endure till he comes.
我们需要认识到神国的价值在哪里，我们就能够愿意摆上我们的一生来跟随主。
Once we understand the value of the kingdom of God, we want to invest our entire life to wait for it.
要不然我们整天看到就是美国可以给你的福分，中国可以给你的福分。然后我们整天心酸溜溜的。
And otherwise, we'll be looking at the potential benefit the U.S. is going to give you, or the potential benefits that China is going to give you, and we'll be jealous.
神说要来忠心的跟随他，很多的事情我们都要舍得放下。
But God has told us to be faithful in following Him, so a lot of the things we have to put down.
这包括在家庭里面。价值观在哪里？工作当中，我们的价值观应该放在哪里？我们应该要为什么来卖命？为什么来摆上更多的时间？许许多多的事。
So this includes our value in our family. What are we going to work for? Our value in our work. A lot of the values in our lives.
因为你有神国价值观的话。你就晓得神，打个比方，把孩子在神面前看得很重，我们就不会忙碌一整天而一直没有办法来栽培我们孩子的灵命。
The value of God's kingdom in our heart, we understand how much God treasures the children. And we don't want to spend too much time on our work so that we don't have time to spend with our own children.
我们知道神国的价值的话，我们就期待我们要找的伴侣应该是能够跟我们一起为神跟神在神里头一起奔跑的人。
If we really uphold the value of God's kingdom, then we're going to find this companion of life that we can work together, support each other, to work for the kingdom of God.
它影响我们每一天做的决定，我们。任何的事情都是从神国的价值来看。
And every single decision in our life is based upon our value of the God, of the kingdom of God.
因为我们在心里头很清楚，美国有一天都过去。
Because it's actually pretty clear that in the United States is going to pass away.
中国有一天也会过去。
And China will pass away.
台湾有一天也会过去。
Taiwan will pass away.
我们仰望的是那一位君王耶稣基督。
Is this King Jesus Christ?
是他要带给我们生命的价值。
And he is going to give us the value of life.
我们的荣耀。
And our glory.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们仰望你，你是我们的主。
Heavenly Father, we look up to you. You are our Lord.
你不但来拯救我们每一个人。
You come down to save every one of us.
你更是要将一切更新，全地都更新。将来天地都要属于你的子民。
And in the future, heavens and earth will belong to your people.
你要与你的子民一同来做完。让我们晓得你要赐给我们的荣耀是何等的大。
Let us understand how great is the glory that you are going to bestow upon us.
将我们的心不留恋现今那暂时的。
That our hearts will no longer treasure the transient glory nowadays.
让我们轻看那短暂的苦楚， 而定睛仰望那永恒的荣耀。
That we will battle this passing difficulties, but walk on the eyes onto this everlasting glory.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.